How can you as a leader deal with the fluctuating workloads that might be impacting your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today's Leader Feeder. We know that some companies are dealing with dramatically increased production volumes while others are dealing with a drop-off in production. And assuming that things are kind of settling in to either slowing down or speeding up, what does that mean for you as a leader? How can you help your team with that? Well, first, let's look at if the work is actually slowing down. So if production volumes are dropping off or your customers aren't placing as many orders, and it's expected to stay that way, then there's a few things that you're going to want to do with your team. First of all, of course, you need to adjust the people and the resources to match the level of orders that you're getting in as a company. I know it seems like the right thing to do is to keep everyone fully staffed, but unfortunately that hurts your company's profitability, which impacts its ability to buy new equipment, invest in capital, and for its long-term success. So no company can really afford to keep staffed too high versus the amount of workload that it has. On the other hand, if the slowdown is only temporary, you might not want to lose some of the talent that you have on your team. And then what you're going to look for is opportunities to assign people to other tasks. Maybe not specifically tasks that generate value in terms of end customers, but certainly to tasks like painting or cleaning up or reorganizing, or maybe even Kaizen or continuous improvement projects designed to make the project and your department even more efficient. Now, if it's more permanent, then you have to be aware if you don't do some sort of downsizing or restructuring to your team, that your team's going to have a tendency to slow down so that the work fits the time that's available. And you might not even notice it. I know I've been fooled in the past with some of my staff still looking busy, even if sales had softened or dropped down many years ago. So don't be fooled. Your team will probably start to slow down in order to avoid making it obvious that you're overstaffed. So you as a leader, unfortunately, that's part of your job, is to make sure that you have the right amount of labor for the amount of work that your team has ahead of it. Now let's go to the more positive thing. That is that production volumes are increasing. We know that some of our customers are actually ramping up and it's expected to continue that way. What a good problem to have. Well, first of all, you're going to probably be faced with the reality that you might need to add new team members, but you want to do it the right way. For example, sometimes when companies get so busy, they hire so rapidly, they don't pre-qualify the team members, and then they deal with a lot of employee issues and motivation problems later on, a lot of unnecessary conflict. So going through the screening, this may be your time to pick from a labor force where you have more choices. You can pick people the right way and, of course, get them up to speed the right way. Now, you should also keep testing the limits. As you're increasing production, of course, how your company can be even more prosperous is finding out how to do more with less. So sometimes it's actually better to run a little short-handed as you're ramping up to see what people are actually capable of. And if you do that, you might set a new benchmark for performance, which, of course, again, all that profitability helps your company's longevity and helps you afford capital equipment investments going forward. Also, this is a great opportunity if you're ramping up to cross-train your team for flexibility. The reality for many companies is demand will fluctuate depending on the product line and the time of year. So what if your team was so well cross-trained that you could just flow them where the work needs them more and take away from where it doesn't need them as much? That would give you tremendous advantages as a company and for you as a leader. So if you can master the art of speeding up when demand increases, or even the art of slowing down and adjusting your resources to match the customer orders that you're receiving, that's a tremendous skill as a leader. And once you've done that, of course, you want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, we have lots to offer you through our website. So we have some special content on stress resilience that we recorded that's available on demand for your company. And also, in addition to the live training that we tend to do, where we come on site to train people in our courses, now through the technology and the COVID-19 situation, we're offering a lot of virtual delivery where our instructor can come to your team virtually in smaller amounts of time, because we don't have to get on an airplane to come travel to see you, or through one-to-one screen time virtually. So whether you have a bunch of learners on screens and they're dispersed everywhere, or you simply want to bring in an instructor for a couple of hours to train a small group of people at your facility, we can help out either way. All of this, of course, begins with a conversation, and you can reach me and my team at uniquedevelopment.com, or you can connect with us on social media, all the various platforms, and either way, I look forward to having a conversation on how we can help your team excel and perform into the future.